Yes, hi. My name is Shawna. I come from Memorial Community Finance. Give me your call back.
Oh, yes. Okay, I have a question. I'm trying to log into my see my statements. However, it doesn't give me a – hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it doesn't give me an option to sign up. It's just it's saying password login and password. So since I never logged in before, so I can't create an account.
So you never created an account before?
No, no.
Okay.
It's only been 2 months.
And you are on the moreef.com website?
Yes.
Give me one moment.
Because there's two websites, right? I don't know if you want to. I went.
Okay, now, if you have not yet signed in before, give me one moment. I'm trying to see which one would you go to. I'm not sure if they changed it or not. But I do know the last time, even if you have not created an account, I'm not sure if they updated it, though. Once you put your email in, you'll go to Forgot Password. Once you, then they'll send you a link to create your password. But the passwords, when they, because they're going to give you a temporary password, the password that they're going to give you temporary is going to be like a number code, so it's gonna be like 5 to 6 digits. Then you'll put those digits in. Then it's gonna allow you to change your password to a password that you will like. But if you have not yet signed in or created an account, you just put your email in and then press Forgot Password, and then it's gonna.
I think I tried that, and they said your email is not registered.
Okay. That being said, let me see. I know we do have another. Let's go more. Well, it goes back to the same one. And have you already started the application?
Yeah, I already have an account open. It's been 2 months already.
Okay. Now, unfortunately, because like I stated, they changed their system. I do not know how to, reset your password, but I can put an email in to my supervisor, and they can go ahead and help you assist you with those resetting your password. They will give you a call back tomorrow and on that, because right now they are currently closed. You have reached our customer care hotline after our call center, so I have limited access to do things. But I can put an email in for you.
Okay.
All right, may I have your first and last name?
James Resendez, R-E-S-E-N-D-E-Z.
Okay, and your business name?
Saw Trucking.
Saw, S-A-U-L? Okay, go ahead.
No, S-A-W.
Trucking.
Yeah.
Okay, and do you have a customer number or contract number?
No. I do have it, but I don't even know what that.
Okay, 1 second. And may I have a good callback number for you?
323-972-9282.
And I have 323-972-9282.
Correct.
Okay, give me one moment. I'm going to go ahead and create this email. 1 second.
Yeah.
large mocha frappe. You need a come on, Simon. The icy wild cherry. No, strawberry watermelon.
All right, sir. So I do have you. For you, your name is James Resendez for Salt Truck and Ink. Telephone number is 323-972-9282.
Yes.
And you are calling in because you are having trouble logging into a portal because you've never created an account and you need some assistance to get your password reset.
Correct.
All right. So I do have the email sent over. You will get a call back within the next 24 hours from one of my agents or supervisors. And they'll help assist you with that reset of the password.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sir. You have a great day.
Okay.